Yes, it is just Giorgio and Gordo this morning, like it was yesterday, and we've had several P1s ask about this. Junior is not on the show today, and he left on Monday, and he had mentioned this over the last couple of weeks. His dad has had some health issues, and unfortunately, we passed the news along that Junior lost his father. He passed away a couple of days ago, and he really, Bob Miller was the picture of health, and I hope I have the health that he had into his 80s, but unfortunately, the last couple of weeks, as Junior mentioned on the show, his dad had some health issues and took a turn for the worst this last weekend and passed away just 2 days ago, and that's what Junior has been dealing with these last couple of weeks, so I know many P1s have wondered about it and thought it was related to Craig's father, and it is, unfortunately. So say your prayers for the Miller family and for Junior. We've known his dad and his mom, who passed away a while back. Junior's been without his mom for a long time. We've known them for a long time. I remember meeting the Millers when Craig and I were freshmen at North Texas, and they were the people that made that immediate impact on you, just how sweet and kind they were. Such really, really nice people, Bob and Jody. And his dad was always that way. And this is a quality that I hope I have, and I don't think I do. I've tried to work on this. Mr. Miller was one of those who, when you talk to him, he really seemed interested in what you were talking about. I think that is a great quality. It didn't matter if it was a sports topic you were talking about, or just something that, you know, was up with the show when we were doing that, or back when Craig and I were students. He always seemed really interested in what you had to say, and I thought that was a great quality that he had. But Craig's been really through a grinder these last couple of weeks, and so any good thoughts you can have for he and his sister and Craig's wife and their family. They had a few Bob and Jody had a few grandchildren, Craig's niece and nephew. This is a really difficult week for them, and thought about a lot of things this week. And Corby went through this. I couldn't imagine, Gordo, and what we went through with our parents and having to do it during a pandemic.
Oh, I know it.
From when you have to go to the hospital to, you know, the end, and just all those complications that are added to already a really tough situation.
I know. The fact that there's protocols as to who can visit, how many people can visit in a day, and all of that, having limited access to your loved one, that really sucks. And then now Bob Miller did not pass away due to COVID.
No, he did not.
That's another special kind of torture that families go through when someone has COVID and you can't even go in and see them. He did not pass away from that, so that's good. But the fact that Junior and his family had to go visit his dad during this time when there was such lockdown in hospitals, that makes it extra rough. And you and I were speaking about this, and I was talking with Junior about this a little bit last night. Just, man, there's a special something that happens when a boy's father dies.
Mm-hmm.
And I would assume it may be similar when for women, when their mother dies. There's something about the same gender parent passing on that I think really affects you.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is your shadow self, you know.
Sure.
That is, you know, a little bit further down the timeline than you are, that's passing away. And I remember that being a really naked feeling. All three of our mothers passed before our fathers.
That's right.
And when our fathers passed, I remember when my father passed, the next morning, waking up with the strange sensation that this was the first day I was waking up that I wasn't anyone's kid, anyone living on the earth's kid.
Yeah.
That was an extremely strange feeling for me.
I know.
Felt very vulnerable.
It is. And as I shared with you a moment ago, I'll never forget, you know, I spent the night when my dad passed, and it's been 16 years now, and I was with him till the end, and my sister was too, and she went home, and it was late at night, so I just stayed there, you know, in the house. And that next morning, my brother called and said, "Well, we're orphans."
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "Yeah, I guess we are." And it is a a very strange transition. It will have a profound effect on you when you see your parents going into that part of their life where they are getting older. They need care, they need help, and then to the end, it has a very profound effect on you. And for the first week or so, you kind of walk around in a fog, really. It's just even if you're expecting it, and Craig's dad's been in really good health until recently, and he got very little time here at the end just to prepare for that. It's a really difficult time.
It is. And Bob Miller was 88 years old.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good long life.
He was.
And he had good health for most of those 88 years.
Mm-hmm.
Almost all of them, in fact.
Yeah.
So the
last really good visit I think probably both of us had with him was at Craig's wedding last year.
Mm-hmm.
It was just about a year ago. And again, he always engaged you like he was really interested in what you had to say. And it was just a really, really sweet guy. And yeah, it is. It does have that profound effect on you. And, for me personally, going through that whole process, it was about 6 years where my parents were in really poor health. My mom first and then my dad. That was the thing that you realize is, as a child, all those things that you maybe resisted and you thought, where are mom and dad coming from when it comes to this? You have that realization of not only how much they did for you, but how much they cared for you. Mm-hmm. Just those little things where you were then checking on them, you realize, yeah, that's pretty much what they did for the first 18 years of my life. And every year after that, just in a different way, when they would call or they would check on you, you're always their son or daughter. And now those roles reverse and you're checking on them and taking care of them. Craig did a wonderful job with both of his parents in that, especially his dad here the last couple of weeks. This job where you're waking up early and then you have to go on the air and, hey, we're doing a show, that's really tough. And Craig's been that the last couple of weeks.
Yes, that's what you do. You go on the air, do this job, and then you go to a hospital for the rest of the day. And, yeah, it's a grind, but you do it. You're exactly right. There's a role reversal that happens.
Mm-hmm.
It's like your parent is your parent when you're little, and then when they're old, you become their caretaker. And
yeah.
You become their parent, and you love them, hopefully, the way that they loved you and taking care of them. And it's a really profound thing to go through, and it can be very traumatic. I think one of the best things that a parent can do, especially a parent that's getting older, is to make peace with your own death.
Yeah.
Prepare for your own death. And we have this weird thing with death to where we always say, we're going to fight it. I'll fight too. This guy's a fighter. He's not going to die of this. She's a fighter. And I think that, yes, you should fight your medical battles. But at the same time, I think it's important to add, but no matter which way this goes, I'm at peace with dying. You need to do your best to become at peace with your own death, because I think that children are haunted when someone's death, including if they're really, really old, becomes a tragedy.
Yes. Yeah, you got to make that peace for sure. Yeah.
And you got to do what you got to do to make that peace, which includes a lot of cleaning up your own life.
Yeah.
Not just getting the things done that you always wanted to get done, but also repairing relationships that need repairing. You just need to bring spiritual peace to your life.
Yep.
That's very important, because I think your kids kind of get haunted if you don't transition into the afterlife well.
Right. Yeah. And what is left behind. Absolutely. All right. So a good thought for the Miller family, and your prayers and would be much appreciated. 5:47 on the ticket.